From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Across the country, you can find big box retailers and even entire malls that are sitting half empty or that have gone out of business altogether. But in some places, those empty spaces are being filled by small businesses run by immigrants. Miguel Perez of KERA in Dallas reports on these first-time entrepreneurs.
Plaza Garland is nothing like the old abandoned Kmart that used to occupy this space in a suburban shopping center northeast of Dallas. The building has been transformed into a giant marketplace with a performance stage and stalls selling Mexican ice cream, piñatas, and handmade goods. Elena Lopez offers an array of colored candles in her small botanica.
People always come for good luck candles and good luck oils and incense. And each saint has their candle and specific colors and specific prayers.
Many of the merchants here are immigrants who say they're instilling a sense of community and culture into the space. Georgia Tech professor Ellen Dunham-Jones says that kind of entrepreneurism is key to reviving retail buildings. She studies the different ways outdated retail spaces have been retrofitted across the country.
The retail that is surviving, and in fact doing really very well, tends to be retail that is providing an experience you cannot get online.
But it took a lot of work to remake this space. The Kmart closed in 2003, and officials in the city of Garland struggled for years to revive the shopping center. The plaza didn't open until 2017. David Gwynn leads the city's economic development team.
When regional retail was a primary driver, it was a different economic model. That has gone away, and now you've seen a lot more smaller-scale economic activity.
He says the city changed zoning codes to carve up the former Kmart into smaller spaces that tenants now rent for $500 to $4,000 a month.
It really changed the opportunities that could come in there and make something different. And quite frankly, take a difficult situation and make it a more thriving commercial center once again.
It's a move that's taken an empty 75,000 square foot building and turned it into 125 spaces and opportunities for local entrepreneurs. In Dallas, I'm Miguel Perez for Marketplace.